Happy Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you have some kudos for football players from Argentina and the U.S.
Kim, here's a sunny side of sports salute to Lionel Messi and Carly Lloyd, who were named the Male and Female World Footballers of the Year for 2015 by FIFA, the sport's international governing body. Barcelona and Argentina superstar Messi won FIFA's Ballon d'Or trophy for the fifth time in 7 years. And American midfielder Carly Lloyd won her first ever FIFA Women's Player of the Year award at the ceremony in Zurich, Switzerland.
It's very rewarding. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of tough times, frustrating times, but if you stay the course and you never lose sight of what you want to accomplish in life, it's all possible. So tonight is just a recognition of everything that I've been through, and hats off to my teammates as well.
Carly Lloyd's teammates won the Women's World Cup trophy for a record third time last July in Vancouver, Canada. The USA beat defending champion Japan 5-2 in the final, and Lloyd sparkled in the championship match. Carly scored 3 goals, including a remarkable strike from midfield. Carly Lloyd also scored in the round of 16, the quarterfinals, and the semifinals, and she won the Golden Ball as best player at the Women's World Cup. The 33-year-old Lloyd also tied with Germany's Celia Sasic for the scoring crown with 6 goals apiece. Sasic was also a finalist for the FIFA Women's Player of the Year award. She says Lloyd was a deserving winner.
When you play, you always want to win. That's true. And but for me, it was really an honor to be under the 3 nominees with such great players. And I think Carly is really a good winner, and she deserves it because she played an amazing World Cup. So I enjoyed the whole evening.
Meanwhile, I think you can say Jill Ellis enjoyed the whole evening in Zurich, too. Ellis guided the American women to the World Cup title in Canada last year, and she was named FIFA's Women's Coach of the Year for 2015.
It's great. It's a tremendous honor, and obviously represents a lot of people, and always want to thank our players and our staff for doing such a great job. But I mean, immensely proud. I never thought out when I started this career that I'd end up here, so it's a dream. Coach is a roller coaster. You just got to put your seatbelt on and enjoy the ride. And so there's ups and downs, but this is certainly a big up.
Buckle up and enjoy the ride, Coach. That's Jill Ellis, who directed the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team to its 3rd world title last year in Canada. And Spanish manager Luis Enrique of Barcelona received the Men's Coach of the Year trophy during the festivities in Zurich.
Voice of America!
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. Turning to African football, Nigeria edged Ivory Coast Monday 1-0 in a friendly match played in South Africa. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma has more details for us from Johannesburg.
A first-half strike by midfielder Ifeanyi Matthews handed Nigeria a 1-0 victory over Ivory Coast in the South African capital, Tshwane, on Monday. Both teams are set for the African Nations Championship CHAN, starting in Kigali, Rwanda, on Saturday. Meanwhile, Ivory Coast coach Michel Dusayer says they'll face CHAN hosts Rwanda with determination on Saturday. He concedes his side had a poor first half against Nigeria.
We conceded four opportunities before the goal, and it was logical that Nigeria led at the halftime. At second time, second halftime, we tried to push on the end of the game to be back on the score, but we failed. You know, it's a friendly game, but it was an important game because of confidence before the first game against Rwanda. We know it will be a tough game. So,
like you said, you are playing the first match against the home side. Do you feel that your team is ready for the action?
You know that we are able to do well. We proved it because we took over Ghana during the early minute for qualifying here, so we know we can do well. It's a tough group because of the home team and because of Morocco and Gabon, which is good sides too, so we know it's a tough group, but we will have to fight against Rwanda, against his crowd. I hope we don't have to fight against refereeing.
That was Michel Dusea, the Ivory Coast coach, speaking in Tshwane, South Africa. Still in Tshwane, Nigeria coach Sunday Oliseh is pleased that his injured strikers have recovered in time for action in Rwanda. He's satisfied with the team's performance against the Ivory Coast.
But I think the boys are in top spirit and physically a solid team. And you know, the Ivory Coast Nigeria rivalry is always there. So, and they really give us a good fight. Because my boys didn't let them play. But what the good thing is that even though we won 1-0, we created lots of chance, scoring chance. And let's just hope that, you know, Rwanda will tap them in.
You said earlier that some of your players had taken knocks. What's the condition now? Have they recovered?
Yeah, like you saw the two strikers, they played today. And the third one was it was Akas, the captain. Yes. And he played 90 minutes.
That was Sunday Oliseh, Nigeria Super Eagles coach, speaking in Tshwane, South Africa. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Nichabulile.
Hola. Because this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. voanews.com.
More African football news now on the VOA. The qualifying competition for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Gabon will resume in March. So says our African football guru, David Legge.
In March, in fact, we got back-to-back rounds. We've got match day 3 followed immediately by match day 4. In the space of 8 days, the top seeds in each group would play each other home and away. And among the very interesting ties, we're going to have Nigeria against Egypt and Cameroon against South Africa. We'll then have another round in June and the final round in September. And what that will produce, Sonny, is 13 group winners and also the best two runners-up. They will also qualify. And, of course, Gabon automatically qualify as the host nation. Now, if we look at Egypt and Nigeria, the Pharaohs have already stolen a bit of a march on the Super Eagles because the Egypt team, they've beaten Chad and they've beaten Tanzania very impressively. So they've got 6 points. Nigeria, after a home win over Chad, were held to a draw by Tanzania in Dar es Salaam. So they've got 4 points. Now, what the Nigerians cannot, under any circumstance, afford is to lose twice to the Egyptians, because I believe that would cost them any chance of topping the group and probably also any chance of finishing among the top two best second-place teams. It's going to be fascinating. Here we have Egypt, record 7 times African champions, and then we've got the unpredictable Super Eagles. 2013, against the odds, beat Ivory Coast in the quarterfinals and went on to beat Burkina Faso in the final, champions of Africa for the third time. And what happens 2 years later? They don't even qualify for the finals. They finish third behind South Africa and Congo Brazzaville. Real surprise that, and eventually it cost Stephen Keshi his job. The man in charge now is Sunday Oldise. He will certainly be expected by the Nigerian public as well as the Nigerian officials to get the Super Eagles to Gabon for the finals, either as group winners or one of the best two runners-up. And to do that, he's going to have to take a minimum, I stress, minimum of 3 points. That means one victory. And that probably is the way that one could turn out, Sonny, with maybe the Egyptians favourites at home and the Nigerians also favourites to use home advantage. A team in a lot more trouble than either Nigeria or Egypt are South Africa. They've had a disastrous start to their group. They could only draw 0-0 at home with Gambia and then were beaten 3-1 away by Mauritania. So they're rock bottom in their group with just 1 point, and Cameroon are way out in front with 6 points. Now, what we have coming up in March is Cameroon against South Africa in Yaoundé and also at a South African venue. And the very tall order indeed for the South Africans is they're almost certainly going to have to win both games and at the very least win at home and draw away to have a realistic chance of making it to Gabon. South Africa have not done well of late. They did reach the 2015 finals, but before that they had a really poor run, failing to qualify on several occasions. Cameroon are the only country who have never lost at home in an African Cup of Nations qualifier. That is a very formidable record. 47 matches, unbeaten, predominantly at the Stade Amadou Ahmadou in Yaoundé. So to say that it's going to be a tough task for South Africa is probably an understatement. And they are the dominant two groups as we head into March.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg.